The asbestos bill would require someone harmed by asbestos to disclose up front how many companies they plan to sue, and require them to go after money from asbestos trusts before they can sue for a bigger award in court. Business groups and Republicans support it, saying it prevents so-called double dipping and ensures more transparency in lawsuits. They say it might delay asbestos cases so long that the person bringing them is too sick to testify or dies. Milwaukee Democrat Evan Goyke told Republicans that's who would be hurt by this bill.
You don't like lawyers. Your targets are set on them. But when you impact the lawyer, you also impact the person who's innocent, who's sitting next to them in court.
The other bill would change the standards to which doctors must adhere when diagnosing patients. Right now, they're required to give advice based on what a reasonable patient would expect. This bill would require them to inform their patients based on a reasonable physician standard. Trial lawyers say that lowers expectations and could shield bad doctors from lawsuits. Mequon Republican sponsor Jim Ott says anyone guilty of malpractice could still be sued. He noted the bill's wide support by doctor and hospital groups.
Do you really think they're registering in favor of this bill so that they hope they can lower their standard of care?
The asbestos bill passed along party lines, while the doctor bill also picked up a few Democratic votes. Both head next to the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.